Time for part two with Mick from Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis, continued from our last outdoor report. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the walleye then. Are you talking mostly Big Lake or any on the South Lake too?
Oh, they're getting them on South Lake too. Oh, yeah, they're getting them out of both lakes.
Any size to them?
There's been some decent ones taken, you know, 21, 22, but mostly they're the eaters and smaller ones.
Okay. So. And has it been fairly consistent in this cloudy weather?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Some couple people were telling me. Now, the reports I was getting were from Big Lake fishermen, but any colors? They didn't mention anything about colors. So are you seeing walleye fishermen pick up or hearing about colors for their crawler harnesses or jigs?
White and gold again with chartreuse and green, purple, and then pink.
Okay. All right. Well, how about the pike fishermen then? What are you hearing from the pike fishermen and the muskie fishermen?
Well, most of them I've got here right now are just kind of catching them by accident. You know, they're out there after the walleyes and they're picking up the pike and stuff. So, mm-hmm.
You still selling those big sucker minnows?
Oh, you betcha.
And then if you could talk a little bit about your muskie fishermen, because that's a whole different breed of fishermen,
oh, yes.
You know. What have you been hearing from them?
I've got a few that's going out there trying for them right now, and they're using the Suix and, you know, doing some depth raters and that sort of stuff. So, and we still have a good supply of them right here for you.
Well, you know, when I had my shop, the muskie fishermen were the funniest ones, in my opinion. It seemed like muskie fishermen would rush into the store. They knew what they were looking for. They'd come in, they'd grab it, and they'd get in and out as fast as they could. Do you see that there, too?
Some do, but I got some that just kind of like to look at everything.
Kind of take a look at what you got for a selection?
Sure, yep.
And what do you mostly concentrate on there for muskie lures?
Mostly the Suix and the jointed believers and the depth raters and, you know, your spinners and that sort of stuff. You know, your Joe Bookers.
Okay. Have you been selling any spinners lately for the muskie guys?
Yeah.
All right. Seems like they pick up toward the fall.
Yes, as fall approaches, the muskies start getting hit more and more. So,
well, all right. Anything on the panfish, perch, bluegill, crappie?
They're getting those, too. They're using leaf worms and wax worms, a few night crawlers.
And then what was that other mealworm or wax worm type worm that you always carry there?
Oh, the butterworms?
Butterworms, yeah.
Yeah, we carry those in the winter. They're more of a winter worm.
Okay, all right. All right, so anything else you want to throw in?
Just everybody have fun and be safe.
Mick, I really appreciate your time as usual. We'll catch up with you again soon.
Thank you very much, Adam. You have a great day.
Take care.
Bye.
Mick from Mick's Bait Shop. Never hurt us to go to Curtis with your outdoor report. Thanks for listening today to The Outdoor Show.